a very, 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 very big crowd. Maybe the biggest crowd I've ever seen at the Ulster Novice, particularly, and indeed underage. Very competitive, very, you know, very well represented from Belfast right across. Indeed, clubs from the Belfast area that have never seen this side of the border ever before. So that has to be very, very positive. And I'd also add it to the competitive nature. And what they learned, and I'm starting with the Novice and what the Belfast clubs learned and what the Derry clubs learned, you don't come to Donegal and walk away with titles very, very easily, because Letterkenny and indeed Finn Valley really, really turned it on in two different events here. The Novice women, first of all, a really strong performance from Letterkenny to win the women's Novice. Three teachers on the scoring team, and the winner indeed, Makita Burke, who we would have known as a footballer for many, many years, indeed played university international soccer, and she won it. Nolene Scanlon, a teacher again in Letterkenny, she finished in second, so a 1-2 from Letterkenny, so that put them in a good position. And then their third athlete then that came in, Jane McGinley, teaches in Lilliston, of course. So the three teachers combined extremely, extremely well, and a really, really good performance, good team performance from Letterkenny there to take the team from Derry Track Club with Finn Valley in third. That scoring Finn Valley team was Natasha Kelly, Margaret Reid and Carmel McBride. So Donegal really got off to a good start in the Women's Novice. And then we were ready for what looked like to me as a could have been the most competitive Men's Novice for some time. We had the memory of last year at the same venue where, for example, St. Malachy's Belfast and Finn Valley went into a real dramatic team race, a one-point separation at the end in favour of St. Malachy's. So you could say that Finn Valley had been waiting a year to get back on the number one spot on the podium. And by goodness, they got all the indications from early on where that they had a determination about them. Okay, Derry City Track Club put it up to them in the first lap. But as it developed and as the cross country started to kick in, as the thing from running on roads, etc., the Valley took control of this race and they walked away pretty happy with a very, very good team victory. They were led by Mark McPaul, a Melton lad, and he actually came late in the race to overpass Dermot McIlcar, also Finn Valley, who really ran it out at the beginning, and it was a 1-2 for Valley there. And James McFadden and John McInhull made up that scoring team. The Derry Track Club second to them. Derry Track Club had a good enough day. You know, they got medals in a few of the different events. And then we had another situation then with Derry County getting third. So the Novice team titles really, really, really strong and really very, very positive for Donegal. And they all those Derry County and Finn Valley certainly were very, very happy with the response. So working down through the age groups, well, and the under-19 boys, it was Matthew Johnson, the best Donegal lad, and the under-19 boys, he finished third. Nothing in the team story there. And as we look down through the other ages, we have to go to nearly under-17. Gareth to see another good performance, and that was Karen Gallagher. She got up on there in the top four in that one. And then you're moving right down then to the under-15 boys, Letterkenny getting third team in that one. Moving again to a very, 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 very impressive team victory by Cranford and the under-13 boys. They were led home individually. The individual winner was Oisin Kelly, that name and that young lad that has been doing so, so well since he was knee-high to a grasshopper, really. And he's still not very big. No, but he's a darn great competitive wee lad. And, you know, I so admire him. And I've said this on the radio many, many times, from Kilmacrenan, of course, at the school there in Kilmacrenan. I don't know if he's moved on to secondary school now or not, but great team victory for Transport. Not yet. And then we had Keenan McFadden. I'm giving you the wrong result there, but Oisin Kelly leading that one. Cranford getting the team, and Letterkenny were 13 there.
So Keenan McFadden would be the next counter, probably.
No, Keenan McFadden under 11 boys, and a good team result there again. Keenan McFadden finishing individually second in the under 11 boys, but there was a better Donegal man in the race, a boy called Boyd Russell from Glen Swilly, who runs with Olympic Athletic Club, and he won the event. He's the Ulster champion. Keelan McFadden, who I still think is under 10 miles, finishing second. Letterkenny taking the team, and Ennishoan were second, and Donegal taking the county. So a good day all round for Donegal in that one. And then in the under 13 girls, a very, very, very strong performance from Finn Valley. They won that one. Letterkenny were second, and Anna Lee were third. So Finn Valley, Letterkenny, and Anna Lee there. And then we moved into the one remaining result, and that was the under-11 girls. It was a victory for Anna Lee from Cavan. They had 3 points to the good against Finn Valley,
and Lippert Strabane were third, with Donegal county team. But the overbearing thing was, mate, as the course has been cleared away now, was that there was such a big turnout, there was great enthusiasm, there was so many clubs, you know, from the Northern Ireland Athletics Federation, from the Ulster Athletics Federation, who are now combined force in competitive athletics, competing, and it was reassuring big time, and always good to see the Donegal people, no matter what, when it comes down to it, you know, we're absolutely able to come out on top, and those two novice victories were pretty sweet today.
Great stuff, and great to see the big crowds coming. Why do you think the interest, is it just that, like Donegal, more and more people competing in athletics?
I think that's just about it, mind. You know, I mean, even if you look at the elements of the teams that were out in front today, you know, the women's team, particularly there from Letterkenny, they're girls who came in, you know, for example, there were girls who might have ran when they were younger, gave up the sport, came back into the sport. It's a welcoming sport now because of the numbers. So, you know, put it down to that, but also very hard training on behalf of them. And the Finn Valley lads are rather similar, you know. They came in on the back of the running boom as well, and, you know, they gelled, and they're now championship athletes. And basically, that's probably what it is. And it's the same, I'm sure it's the same, you know, right all the way to the east of the province. You know, there are just so many people running. So it's good. You know,